Hey, you guys, what's up? You have found your way to the I'd Rather Anime podcast. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Ben.
And this is your place to catch up on all things anime, new, old, current, whatever. So, hope you guys are ready for this because it's been a while since we have recorded an episode.
Yeah, it's been even longer since we actually released one.
Very true. Very true. So, as it stands, we are in the big old year of 2024. We have just finished, the first season of the year, so the winter season of anime. And there are some hits, some misses. We have actually been binging everything. So, we only watched a couple of things week to week. Like, we watched Frieren and Shangri-La week to week. But for most of it, we just kind of waited until it was over. And that was 100% my decision.
And you know what? It was a good decision. Honestly, I like the fact that I took 2 days off of work just to, we could just sit down and binge and relax anime at the end of the season.
Well, I mean, that's how much you took the time off of work to do. It's just what we did while you were off.
I know, but since we did it, I might do it every season.
I mean, it's definitely something to consider.
It was fun, but yeah. So, just to start off, Solo Leveling. I don't think it was as good as it should have been. I think it should have been an 8 for the anime adaptation. I think it ended up being a 6. How you feel about it?
I don't know. I don't feel like it was inherently bad. I just feel like it wasn't good the way that it needed to be. It didn't deliver on what I watched the anime for. You read the series more recently than I have.
Yeah.
And so it was fresher in your mind or whatever. But when I was watching it, it was almost anime only for me because I don't remember what happened at the beginning. Because for me, most of what I remember about Solo Leveling happened after Arise and everything that was in between. Because for me, that's where the story really picked up. So slight spoiler alert, I guess, if you haven't watched it, but I feel like it was a wasted effort in all honesty, because the way it is currently, as someone who, even though I knew that there were other things building up to Jeju Island or whatever, I don't remember any of the people who were introduced in that section of the webtoon or the manga, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember those people. I know that they were there. And I know that they play a role in that particular arc, but I didn't remember who they were. And then so watching it in the anime and never having that fully explained, who they are and how they pertain to this particular story, and just having it kind of thrown randomly in, it was just kind of who are all these people? I felt like Patrick in that meme where he's the people under his right, who are all of you people? You know? And it was just It took away from what I was there for, because the entire first part of Solo Leveling is about him solo leveling. That's it. That's what it's about. It's about him, getting stronger and him realizing the world. But the thing is, I feel like what this anime failed to do well is the fact that the reason you don't get those other characters is because while you know that there are S-ranked characters or whatever, you know that there are stronger people, by showing the other characters who are stronger than Jinwoo, it's just you take away from all of his growth, all of his feats. He was an E-rank, he couldn't even defend himself. So it's just he gets stronger, but before you can even have a chance to celebrate that or revel in that, it's you're showing someone else just absolutely bodying an even stronger creature. And it's just why would you show that right now? You're taking away from his win.
Yeah. Why would you show S-rank hunters right off the bat or whatever, when Jinwoo doesn't even really interact with any S-rank hunters for several seasons worth of content? You belittle his accomplishments because you don't know what the gaps are or whatever. And it's just even for example, in the beginning, Juhi, the B-rank killer girl, it's just some people were oh, she must suck because clearly she's not regrowing this guy's body or whatever. She must be a terrible healer. And it's no, she's a B-rank killer. She's actually pretty decent. But they showed you an S-rank killer, one of the few on the whole planet, right off the bat. And it just undermined everything she was capable of.
Yeah.
And it's they do the same thing with Jinwoo's character. It's just
all of the power scaling is really messed up and it's hard to appreciate it from the way that they showed it. There's also a lot of cuts to irrelevant information where it's just like, you don't need this information right now. So the world building was really kind of skewed in a sense of this isn't satisfying, because like when Jinwoo's in the dungeon, I don't care about what else is happening. I don't care about any ancillary conversations. I don't care about characters who, and here's the biggest problem with solo leveling, as far as I can see, is you're introducing these characters and none of them interact with Jinwoo. And Jinwoo is the main character. This story is about him. There is this, and I feel like they took an approach like they did for like My Hero Academia, where they were trying to be like, oh, there are other people and all these things ultimately play together. And you need to see what other people are doing outside of the main character. But the thing is, part of the reason why I hate My Hero Academia is because it does that. The world is too big and it doesn't feel like Deku's story for the most part anymore. And I feel like they try to do that with solo leveling, because it's like you have the guild master and then you have these other guilds and what they're doing. And then you, the thing that was like reprehensible though, was when he was in the dungeon fighting with the other dude who's ultimately going to become his business partner. And then they cut to those girls having tea.
Oh yeah, they cut to three random girls having tea. They don't have names. They had no relevance. And just so I could spout out random information that was completely unnecessary at that point in time. It was just like, and it was bad enough when you were doing it with characters that are going to be relevant later. But it's even worse when you do it with characters that are irrelevant later. And then you use them to repeat information that you already said.
Yeah. And it was just kind of like, what was the point? And I understood what they ultimately were trying to do, was they were trying to get that effect of, you know, other people are saying things and Jinwoo is living it. You know, like what happens in the dungeon stays in the dungeon while he's going through that, and other people acknowledging that reality, right? So I get what the intent was, but the execution was really terrible, because at the end of the day, solo leveling is about Jinwoo going into the dungeon and getting stronger, better, cooler, faster. This is an underdog story. You are here for Jinwoo and you want to see him on the come up. And they butchered it so badly that there is not a single episode that you could just watch straight through. Like, in order to get the most out of solo leveling, you would really need someone to go in and do like a super cut and take out all of the ancillary stuff. And the issue that I have with that is, if you did that, you would only have like 3 or 4 episodes worth of content. And my whole thing is like, you could have gotten through so much more of the story had you not forcefully inserted things that didn't need to be there. Because Arise really could have been like episode 5, 6, 7 at the latest. Yep. And then you could have gotten more into it, because after that is when the story really starts to pick up. When people start to recognize him and his name starts being in conversations, and he's not necessarily completely in hiding the way that he was before. After his mom wakes up, that's when things really start to kick off for him. Yeah. And it's just like, you completely butchered it by doing some forceful setup for things that, let's say you do get multiple seasons, right? At best, Jeju Island is not coming until season 3, most likely season 4 if they keep this kind of pacing. So yeah, it's like you're inserting a bunch of things that you aren't necessary. And then you have the audacity to include a recap episode in the middle of the first season.
It's just like, we've only had a couple episodes. We do not need a recap. Why are you wasting time and resources? I understand if you had production delays, then you should have just taken a break week. There was no reason to do a recap episode like 6 episodes in. No. That is insulting.
Especially when you're not steam running the content. There's not a lot that happened between the first episode and the recap episode. There was not enough that you needed to recap it. Because even the fact that the inciting incident for solo leveling, when he gets trapped in the double dungeon or whatever, the fact that that was spread out over 3 episodes is evident of the fact that, like, you had way too much ancillary stuff shoved in here.
Yeah, because it's just like, and it really messed up the pacing, because, first of all, they should have did the first 2 episodes together at the same time. If it's anything, that Frieren dropping the first 4 episodes at one time and Oshinoko having basically a movie for its first episode has shown us, it's just like, you need to get all the relevant parts to the start of your story out at the same time.
Well, I'm not going to say relevant, but it's the essential effect of a prologue. if the main story is about this thing and this is just context that you need to know. So like with Oshinoko, it's not about that pop idol story. So there was no point in having three episodes of her being alive and doing all the things, because it would confuse you as the watcher thinking that the story is about her, and it's not. It's about her kids, and her absence is what defines the entire of that anime. Same thing with Frieren. It's like Himmel's absence is what defines Frieren's entire journey. And you need that. So it works essentially as a prologue. We're going to give you the setup, but we're not going to hold you here for so long that you get a misunderstood concept of what this anime is really about.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with Solo Leveling, the double dungeon isn't necessarily, oh, you need this context, because it is a part of his journey that you need to focus on because he is the protagonist. The problem is they started it off with Jeju Island. And I don't know if we have enough clout. I don't know who needs to hear this. But one of my least favorite things is when an anime starts out with irrelevant action scenes and it has no context and no significance for the rest of the story. Because here's the thing. Jeju Island is not something that needed to be the opening point. Like, even the failed attempt at it, that was not something that you needed to see to understand it, because Jinwoo also has no context for that actually happening. So giving the watcher or the reader or the consumer more information than your main character is completely pointless when that information doesn't become relevant and it's things that he is going to have to figure out for himself later on.
Yeah, I completely understand. I feel like a lot of people online are defending it, saying like, oh, it's better because like in the manga, it's just like if people weren't around Jinwoo, then they basically didn't exist. And it's just like, that's how stories are told. You realize that, right? For you in your personal life, if you haven't met somebody yet, they are irrelevant to you.
They don't exist.
They don't exist. That's how stories are told. That's how you have focus and direction. And it's just like them adding in all these things that aren't relevant to Jinwoo just makes it all irrelevant. So they're padding it and it messes up the pacing, because it's just like, even if you were going to split up the double dungeon thing into two separate episodes, at the very least, you should have been able to end on the smile, you know?
Yeah.
At the very least, there are a lot of other points that they just, especially in those first few episodes, where they just clearly did not hit their marks on where they were supposed to end the episode. And it was just like, you had time to get to those marks that would have been perfect spots to leave off.
Yeah. And the thing that I think from a storytelling aspect that people are missing is that the world is supposed to feel small for Jinwoo because he is literally being crushed under the weight of it. He's an E-rank hunter. He has a sister that he's trying to support. His mom is in the hospital and she's essentially on life support and dying. And there isn't much that he can do. Going into the dungeon and risking his life is the best he can do because it's the only way that he can afford to keep his mother alive. But he's not good at it. He's not making enough money to survive. So his world is incredibly small. It is go to the dungeon, make enough to survive, try to walk out of it. His world is literally the D-rank hunters who go into these dungeons with him. His world does not include a lot. And it doesn't get bigger until he gets stronger. And it starts with the women at the hospital who, when he starts to physically change, start to notice him. And even then, he's completely obtuse to it. Because he's just like, oh, the nurse must just care about my well-being. That's weird, but, you know, cool. I can respect it. She's just being a professional. He completely overlooks it. And it's not until he recognizes that he's actually getting stronger. He recognizes that he can no longer keep this a secret. And he starts to realize that he can do something to really support his sister and his family, that his world starts to get bigger. But it is his choice to do so. And him being forced into new situations, that is when his world expands. And you following his journey also helps you as a reader not be overwhelmed and bombarded with a bunch of information that is not relevant yet. And it keeps it from being repetitive, because I guarantee you, if Solo Leveling gets all the seasons that it needs to do the entire adaptation of the manhwa, right? That would be a beautiful thing. But the information that you got in season one about Jeju Island is not what you're not going to remember any of that information.
No.
When you get to whenever they actually do it, which makes it repetitive. And it also messes with the pacing because assuming it does get four seasons or it gets five seasons, well, now they've completely butchered the actual source material by forcing things that don't come until much, much later down the line into the beginning of it. So you take away the impact, but now you have to find something else to fill the gaps in the spaces where you cut those things out because you included them elsewhere. So now you have space and you have nothing to fill it with because it's not like you can take things that happened in the very beginning and stick it at the end where the content was supposed to go originally.
I mean, they're probably just going to replay and repeat that same information when it was unnecessary. And what really upsets me about it is that you already have the manhwa for a template. The manhwa was very good. It was well received. And until it got near the end, there were almost no complaints for the Solo Leveling manhwa. The same cannot be said of the light novel. The light novel did not blow up until after the manhwa did or whatever. The light novel isn't even called Solo Leveling, you know, but the manhwa, they took their time and made a good adaptation of the story. And then you went back on the anime and just kind of reverted it unnecessarily. And it's just like, it's a shame because like the animation for Solo Leveling is great. It does have the scenes that it needs to have. It just has all this extra stuff that is really weighing it down and belittling the story.
And I think it's just so, it also just takes away from it. That's the thing that I don't like because as the watcher, it's frustrating, especially watching it week to week. It might be a different experience when you binge it, but watching it week to week, it's just kind of like, why are we wasting minutes in the Guildmaster's office listening to him take a phone call? I'm not saying that it's not necessary or that it didn't show up in the manhwa. I'm saying that from a person who's watching the anime, it's like, I came here for a very specific reason and you're giving me a phone call to another character that you've given me no context for an operation that the main character knows nothing about and will know nothing about for many, many months, possibly years in world.
Yeah, there are several arcs before we get to that arc. And it's just like the manhwa, it brought things up as they were relevant, which is how you should bring things up. If you bring things up before they're relevant, then it doesn't really help. You can foreshadow by bringing up things in context, but just randomly throwing things out there, because it's just like, even though you've watched the whole season, do you know who Choi is? Because they hardly said his name and he was never relevant enough for you to remember. But for some reason, he was in almost every episode. Same thing with Cha Ha-In. And I think Cha Ha-In is a great character. However, there was no reason for her to be in this first season at all.
No.
It was unnecessary. And it's just like they added all this little extra fluff or whatever, but it didn't add anything to the story. No. So it was just like...
And even if it added in-world context for power scaling, it was introduced at the wrong time. So seeing the Guildmaster training with one of his subordinates while Jinwoo is struggling to get stronger, but he is getting stronger, you undermine the fact that he's doing something he's not supposed to be able to do. He's actually leveling up. But then on top of that, you diminish his wins because his wins are hard fought for. And then you cut to the Guildmaster just casually demolishing somebody else for no reason. It's just like, we don't know who these people are. We don't know how they relate. They've never had any interaction with Jinwoo that we can see. And you're just cutting to them training. Why? What does this add? What does this show? Why do we need to see this? And it feels pointless, especially when you spend 3 to 4 minutes on it, which, again, that may not seem like a lot of time, but when you are watching week to week and you really only have 20 minutes of content.
That's like a fifth of the episode.
It's like you're spending a fifth of the episode and you're wasting your animation budget on a training with characters who realistically don't even have names. Yeah. Not yet. You know, one is the Guildmaster. You have no idea the name of the other person.
Yeah. It's just like, if you haven't read the source material, then you don't know who these people are and they are completely irrelevant. And it's just like, there's so much irrelevant time in each episode that it's very harmful to the story.
Yeah, because if I was anime only, I would not continue watching Solo Leveling. I would have dropped it after like the fourth episode.
Yeah, because it doesn't display how good the story actually is and what it can be.
And it doesn't make any promises that it delivers on because it makes you feel like, oh, this character is still super weak. There's no point rooting for him. And on top of that, he hides his abilities. So it's just like, if you're not making him an overpowered character who leans into his abilities, and we don't actually spend a whole lot of time with him, every time you see anything of relevance with him, it's being cut and chopped up with irrelevant things. And then we don't get any context for what's actually happening. Like the S-rank hunter dude who was like trying to basically scout the other S-rank hunters from different guilds or whatever. It's just like, why was that necessary to show while Jinwoo is fighting the giant centipede under the city?
Yeah, it's just like the timing of it is wrong. And even if you did want to show that or whatever for extra world building or whatever, all right, show that one thing, that one little nugget. But it was just constantly every episode with a bunch of these things that were just forced in there that are irrelevant. Because it's just like, at least you can say that, hey, them trying to draft another hunter or whatever for that company has to do with a character that at least met Jinwoo or whatever, you know?
But even then, he hadn't met Jinwoo yet when we got that context. You don't get that context until literally the last episode. So something that they're showing you in episode 4 isn't put into perspective until episode, 12 or whatever. And it's just like, if that was the case, why not just reference it? Why actually show it on screen instead of just referencing it in that moment when you see his business partner going to dinner? Because at that point, that's the only time that it becomes relevant.
Yeah, because in reality, you could have skipped all those scenes and he could have said exactly what he said in that scene and it would have been perfectly fine. There was no need to show old dude going to his office. There was no need to say old dude leaving the office. No need to show her at the track. No need for her to tell her boss about the business card and her not leaving. All that stuff was irrelevant, and it could have just hit the sentences that he already said about finding other hunters would have been perfectly fine.
Would have covered everything, so.
Yeah.
Overall, I would give Solo Leveling like a strong 4 or 5 if I was really reaching, simply because the animation is definitely worth it and the source material is really good. Like, it's solid. And most of the complaints that I have come from the fact that from a storytelling aspect, I don't vibe with it. I don't vibe with all the extra things and the pacing of it. And just the fact that it feels like it's being handicapped and kneecapped constantly. And it's really not fun. And I think that's the thing that kind of disappoints me the most, is that I was looking forward to this. And the things that I was looking forward to, I feel like were just kneecapped so hard that it was just like, this isn't fun for me. Because now I'm like, who is this? Why are we getting this right now? Like, it's confusion. I feel like to really
confusion
enjoy it.
Confusion is never
fun. No, confusion's never fun. Having questions is one thing, but being legitimately confused is not enjoyable. So I think if someone ever did like a supercut of all the times that he was in the dungeon and took out all of the extra stuff, I would actually really enjoy it.
If they only included scenes with Jinwoo and that were relevant to Jinwoo, then it would be a good story, just like the manga is. Now, the fights, they were good, except for when they cut away from the middle of it or whatever. The music was great, you know, but it's just like you're cutting the tension, you're cutting all the things that really make it hype, and you're just bringing it all down. And it's just like, why are you stamping down the story? You're stomping on it. You're mushing it down. And it's just like, that's unnecessary. Just let it flourish and be what it is. And then what really upsets me is that they already have a great template. The reason why the story is being adapted in the first place is because Solo Leveling, the manhwa, was the most popular manhwa in the world or whatever. It probably still is the most popular one in the world. Crunchyroll had to move mountains to pay for this themselves, you know, because they don't have a deal with whoever is the distributor because it's not Webtoon or whatever for Solo Leveling. Or whatever. But they did all that so they could adapt the story because they knew people wanted to see the story adapted. And then you just like don't adapt the story from the material that made it famous.
Yep. And I think that's the thing. It's like you said, there are so many different adaptations. There's a light novel, there's a manhwa, and the manhwa is adapted into an actual manga that you can go to literally any bookstore and
that's
pick
true.
Up.
You can go to Barnes & Noble and get a manga version of Solo Leveling. That shows how ridiculously popular this show is.
So, and the thing is, I always give grace because I'm like, if you're adapting something from a light novel, there is always going to be a level of you have to take something that's in a written medium and put it in a visual medium. And that's a different kind of pacing. So I get that. But when you have a manhwa, the thing with manhwa is it's written in color. So it's written in color and it's drawn in color. And it's already, with Solo Leveling specifically, it's already an adaptation of the light novel. So all you had to do was literally animate the manhwa. And it's just one
make
of those...
it move and put music to it. That's really all you had to do. And you would have had an easy 8 out of 10. That's it.
Yeah. And I think the sad part of this is the fact that the way it is currently, I feel like it misses the mark with both people who have read the source material and anime-only watchers. It doesn't really satisfy either party, because the people who know the source material are going to more likely than not be like us and be like, why is all this extra stuff in here? This isn't relevant. And then if you're anime-only, I feel like you're going to be confused. Like, who are all of these people? Where is this going? Especially with where it ended at. Because, like I said, Arise was cool or whatever, but I felt like it should have been earlier on. So because once he gets his job changed is when he really starts to level up and like kind of explore his powers. And
yeah,
it kind of becomes really interesting. And you start to see that, like, oh, he's really the protagonist.
Yeah. And apparently there's supposed to be more episodes or whatever this year or whatever. So I think they're just taking a season off and then they're going to air like another 12 episodes or whatever. But it's just like, you didn't get start off on the right foot. So it's just like, this story is great. It's been hyped up, rightly so. But then your adaptation made it less than what it was supposed to be.
Yeah. So hopefully the next episodes will fix it, because I know that we aren't the only people who complained about the pacing and things like that. So hopefully, especially since it's, you know, being funded by Crunchyroll, like Crunchyroll actually listens to their audience to a certain extent. So I don't know how much sway that has, but maybe, hopefully it'll be better, and maybe taken together, it'll be a better experience. Because like I said, it might be different when you're binging it and you're getting more than 20 minutes of content at a time. But, you know, I'll withhold the verdict on that. For right now, like I said, for me, Solo Leveling is like a solid 5. It's not something that I would recommend to other people. It's not something that I would like be like, oh, I want to go back and watch it. But it is something that I'm willing to give the next set of episodes a try.
Yeah, but... And for me personally, I would say that's only because I read the source material.
Yeah, 100%. The source material is carrying it, but I'm willing to see where they go with it.
And it's just, I think it really just sucks for a story that you really like. But I mean, I think we've covered everything that I really want to cover about Solo Leveling.
I don't think we can say much else about it without getting repetitive. But if you are listening to this, feel free to let us know what your opinions on Solo Leveling are. We would love to know if, you know, we're in the majority or the minority with our opinions. But yeah, that is it for this episode of the I'd Rather Anime Podcast. Thanks for tuning in and listening to us talk about Solo Leveling and sharing our thoughts, opinions, and banter. So if you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure that you like it wherever you're listening to it. Share it with someone that you think may enjoy it. And, you know, check out our socials. You know, we're I'd Rather Anime on Twitter. Technically, we're on Instagram, but, you know, don't hold your breath on that.
You might be watching us on YouTube. That's a possibility.
Yeah. So we are planning to drop some more episodes, so stay tuned. But until then, you guys, thanks for listening, and until next time, we know that you'd rather anime with us.
Peace.